So the summer season is about to start, and that means that there will be some free concerts coming to Eisenhower Park. And one of the concerts that you can go see is going to be this coming Sunday. You have not only one band, Blessed Union of Souls, but you also have Fun Loving Criminals who are going to be at Eisenhower Park, and they're going to be doing a free show. So I hope that you guys are going to be bringing it because Long Island certainly loves you. You've been doing this thing for a long time. Let's welcome the Fun Loving Criminals. What's going on, guys?
Yeah.
What's up? What's up,
What's
Rob?
up?
Yeah, we can't wait to come back to Strong Isle. It's been a while since we've been in New York, so what a great gig. We're looking forward to it.
Well, you know, it's been a while that you say you since you've been in New York, yet you formed in the city back in the mid-1990s or early 1990s. And where are you guys all scattered over the country now, or?
We're in the UK now, actually. The band is based out of the UK. Two members of the band, long-standing drummer of over 2.5 decades, Frank Bambini from the Midlands in Leicester, who's here, and Mr. Naim Kortatsi, also from Leicester. So the band is like, we're like mutts, mutts of culture.
Multicultural country, you know, that's how we roll, Rob.
And can you think that or would you think that when that song came out, Scooby Snacks in 96, that 30 years later you'd still be doing this thing on the road touring? Now you guys are up in Boston getting ready to eat some chowder. Did you think this was still going to be
Yeah,
happening?
we hope to get some
Well,
chowder.
I didn't think it had happened any longer than last night when our vehicle got towed.
Oh,
Yeah, that was our
oh
first. We were just on the West Coast and we had a lovely time driving around from San Diego to LA to San Fran and landed here last night. Went to a nice Mexican restaurant recommended to us, and within 10 minutes the car was towed. So there we are traveling across Boston at 1 in the morning trying to get our car back. And you know, that's anyone who lives in Boston or New York knows about that scandal where you go pick up your car, pay 300 cash, and what a great way to
Yeah,
welcome us to the East
East
Coast.
Coast.
But that's life, man. You know, 30 years ago to do Scooby Snacks and still be playing it, I mean, obviously it got our foot through the door in many, many places, but for us, it's great because overseas in Europe, where we've been consistently working and doing shows, the fans have grown to like love so much other of our, you know, music that we put out, where Scooby Snacks is a great part of the show. But at the same time, they know there's like another 6, 7 albums worth of music that they enjoy hearing. So we're psyched for the American fans to be able to hear stuff from all our albums.
Especially the new album, Rob, which has gone down really well. Some of the songs on that record are, you know, the fans are really adhering to. So that's a great feeling when you're a band that's, you know, nearly 3 decades old, you know. So we're pretty chuffed with that.
Yeah, and that came out last year called A Matter of Time. I wanted to ask you because I just was getting my start as an intern in radio when Scooby Snacks came out and Come Find Yourself came out. Did you guys ever meet Quentin Tarantino? Because I know he's listed as a songwriter with you guys on the song. And was that hard at the time to get him to or get whoever it was in charge of getting the audio to put that in the music? Because, I mean, he was like the it guy. And then all of a sudden, it's not only the line from Pulp Fiction, but you also have audio from Reservoir Dogs in there as well.
Yeah, I mean, Tarantino, we crossed paths many times, but we never officially met. We spent some time with his girlfriend or fiance at the time, Mira Sorvino, in the 90s, and she
Oh,
said
yeah.
he liked it. She said he liked it. I mean, for us, it was, you know, mid 90s, early 90s was a great time for Quentin with Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction just came out. So to throw that dialogue in a song about a drug-induced bank robbery, it seemed fitting at the time. And once the lawyers started talking, you know, a CD got to Quentin and he was actually really into it. You know, for a while we wanted Quentin to direct the video, but that was us being a bit ahead of ourselves. But we did almost have Robert Rodriguez direct the music video for it. But instead we went with a couple friends who did some work with the Beastie Boys, Evan Bernard, who's a great director. He did the video for it. But yeah, it's all good. Like, we're lucky because if he wouldn't let us use the samples, who knows if we'd still be doing this later.
The song stands by itself on its own, so maybe it's the samples that just enhance the song and not the other way around, you know. So
They just kick the door open for us, but then people actually realize, wow, this band has more to offer than just that little bit of, pulp nostalgia. But hey, man, no regrets. We love playing that song every night. It's great to see the look on the fans' faces when they start, ah, this one.
And when was the last time you were here on Long Island? Because by the way, Fun Loving Criminals will be with Blessed Union of Souls doing a free show main stage at Eisenhower Park this Sunday. And I mean, being that it's a free concert, you could be seeing upwards of like 5, 6, 7, 8,000 people just showing up and hanging out and having a good time. The weather's supposed to be nice, so I think it's going to be great. And when was the last time you were here? Do you remember playing? Because when I was mentioning I was an intern, I was an intern at a station WLIR. So do you remember that station at all? Because I
Love
think.
it. WDRE, WLIR. Yeah, that was the station for me growing up. I loved all the music on there. Did we do a show in Long Island then?
I don't know. I
I don't
remember
think so.
they were playing the song at the time because I remember
Yes.
as an intern, like I was so excited to be there. And Fun Loving Criminals was, one of the first acts that I remember. And I especially, seeing like copies of the promotional CD of Come Find Yourself lying around all the time was pretty cool. But yeah, you played Long Island before, and obviously you guys, started in the city. Do you have any fond memories of being over here, or any spots that you hit up specifically when you come back to Long Island?
We had our friend who mixed all the Fun Loving Criminal albums who lived out in Long Island, and he took us to this amazing sandwich deli. So I'm very fond of that. I can't remember what it was called, but yeah, they got some good sandwiches
Oh yeah,
out in Long
deli
Island.
culture in New York, pizza and delis. Yeah, man, we're excited. We love Long Island. We actually have a day off before the gig, so we'll be out there in East Meadow chilling.
Yeah, and I know you guys are going to be here. Rick Eberly's putting it together. Maybe you can even go in the city because Brian, didn't you work at the? If I remember correctly, somebody told me, did you work at the Limelight, or you did something at the Limelight in the city back in the
Yeah,
day?
I was working all of Peter Gation's clubs in the 90s. That's where I met Huey. That's where the band kind of started. And yeah, it was good times. I was working, answering phone, doing office stuff for the managers there, the Jones gang. So just exposed to so much good music and lots of live music coming through there. So we were like the house band of the Limelight that when other bands would cancel, they'd throw us on to play. So it's a pretty good platform for us.
And I think now, didn't they turn it into like an off-Broadway theater or something like that? If I
I
remember.
don't know. I know it was many things. It was a gym, a pizzeria, and then I
Art
know they were
gallery.
doing, yeah. So it's a shame that it isn't a club, but I think that part of New York nightlife died in the late 90s, where,
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to
nowadays
ask you
it's
next,
just.
because I mean, you're playing actually, an outdoor venue, Eisenhower Park. You're playing inside a venue that's really cool and kind of has that old 90s vibe at Racket on June 4th. But you guys, when you started, the club scene was still a big thing in the mid 1990s. And a lot of that stuff really didn't die out until I want to say, after 9/11, and then
Yep.
as soon as the technology boom really hit, I mean, people were saying, well, I can go on this thing called AOL chat room. Why am I going out to clubs? And from what I understand, a lot of kids aren't even thinking of going to clubs. There's not a lot of clubs here on Long Island anymore where there used to be. So, what's the biggest difference from when you guys first started to like some of the venues then to some of the venues now?
To be honest, there isn't much change. We do so much touring around the world in the past 5 years that there's similarities in most venues, whether you're playing a little place like Winston's on the beach in San Diego, or you're playing out in Pilsen, Czech Republic. It's like you got crews of people that work there, want to put on a good show. Everyone works together. And with any luck, you get some heads that come out and we're ready to have a party. Doesn't
And
take much for FLC to throw a party, but
no,
that's
it
what
does
Eisenhower
not.
Park would be great, being outside. That's cool.
It does not take much. And if people want to find out more about you guys, they can go to funlovingcriminals.co. That's LOVIN dot criminals.co. And there's a list of tour dates plus all other things that they can find out about Fun Loving Criminals. And then after you do your Eisenhower Park date, I'm looking on your calendar now. Looks like you're still going to be doing some stuff. You're going over to Europe, and then that's going to continue through mid-July. What's going on for you guys after? Is there talk about maybe doing some more music, or is this something that we're just you're chilling with the hits that you have right now?
No, we're already starting to think about new music. We've already got some bits down. So as soon as we get off tour, we'll try and knock some stuff into shape. So just watch this space on anything new coming. But yeah, we've still got, it's like summer back in the UK. So we'll be hitting up some festivals and going over to Greece and Istanbul, Turkey, and back over to Europe, Belgium and whatnot. So still quite a few shows left to play. And then we've got something super cool we're doing where we're going to be playing with an orchestra, which we're looking forward to in September,
Oh,
which we've
wow.
never done before. So we're kind of get our cinematic groove on with a small orchestra. So that's going to be really exciting. So yeah, plenty of stuff coming up. But if you want to stay involved, Instagram's always a good one. We put a lot of clips up and footage, and you can get, you can link off then to everything. So people that love the band can always stay connected with us.
Well, guys, I appreciate you taking the time out. And Long Island's going to see one heck of a show on Sunday night. Fun Loving Criminals will be there with Blessed Union of Souls. Get there about 5 o'clock. Get yourself a nice little spot on the lawn and enjoy a nice night and a great set. Two bands, awesome bands to kick off the summer free concert season there at Eisenhower Park. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank
Thank
you,
you,
Bob.
Bob.
We'll see you guys soon. Bless up.